In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, commemorating the descent of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the Church. But our readings today raise an interesting question. When precisely did God send the Holy Spirit among us? Our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles describes the day of Pentecost itself, 10 days after the Ascension, and 50 days after the resurrection, when the Holy Spirit descended in tongues of flame upon the apostles, and they spoke to diverse peoples in their own languages. But in our gospel reading from St. John, we see Jesus appearing to the apostles after his resurrection and before his ascension, and saying to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Or perhaps we could say that the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles at the Last Supper, when the sacrament of the Holy Priesthood was instituted and they were given the power to celebrate the Eucharist. Or again, perhaps we could say that the Holy Spirit came upon them at their baptism, when water was poured upon them in the name of the Trinity, and they were baptized not only with the baptism for the forgiveness of sins, but with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Well, historically, we can make arguments for all those occasions, just as we can look back at the Old Testament and see the Holy Spirit at work in the beginning of creation, hovering over the waters, or inspiring Moses on Mount Sinai, or speaking through the prophets. In truth, the Holy Spirit has always been present and working to inspire and guide God's people. The people, whether Christians or Jews, don't always listen, but God the Spirit is always there. But liturgically, we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit in a special way today at Pentecost. We read in the Acts of the Apostles that the disciples were all praying together in the upper room when the Holy Spirit descended upon them powerfully as wind and as fire. Then they began to proclaim in many tongues the good news of Christ's resurrection. This was, Pope Benedict said, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which had been foretold by John the Baptist. "I baptize you with water," he said to the crowds, "but he who is coming after me is mightier than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." In fact, Jesus' entire mission aimed at giving the Spirit of God to men and women and at baptizing them in this bath of regeneration. This was brought about with his glorification, that is, through his death and resurrection. Then the Spirit of God was poured out in superabundance, like a cascade capable of purifying every heart, extinguishing the fire of evil, and kindling the flame of divine love in the world. The Acts of the Apostles present Pentecost as the fulfillment of this promise, and hence as the culmination of Jesus' entire mission. After his resurrection, Jesus himself ordered his disciples to stay in Jerusalem because, he said, "Before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Thus, Pentecost is, in a special way, the baptism of the Church, which carries out her universal mission, starting from the roads of Jerusalem with the miraculous preaching in humanity's different tongues. In this baptism of the Holy Spirit, the personal and community dimension, the I of the disciple and the we of the Church, are inseparable. The Holy Spirit consecrates the person and at the same time makes him or her a living member of the mystical body of Christ, sharing in the mission of witnessing to his love. And we too continue to share in that mission through our acts of worship and through our works of charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.